Vayter and Shasri and Dav Ches, picking up on the second line. As we discussed yesterday, there is a rule that a Davar Shabachova, anything that's Davar Shabachova that you must bring, Einu Ba Element, a Chulin, it must come from Chulin money. It's got to come from unconsecrated money. It can't come from Kodesh money. However, we also know that Beis Hillel had mentioned yesterday that when it comes to the Shalmei Chagiga, that which is a chov, you're allowed to give from Meiser Sheni money. In other words, that if you took Meiser Sheni fruits, or let's say Lamashal, they have to be brought up to Yerushalayim. You can't bring it all, so you redeem it all onto coins. You bring that up to Yerushalayim, you then buy stuff in Yerushalayim and you eat it. He still says you're allowed to use that Meiser Sheni in order to buy Yerushalayim Chagiga. And now the Gemara wants to ask, Amar Mai, Beis Hillel Amar Min HaMeiser. You like to take from my sasheni? Am I? Davar Shabachova, which is Davar Shabachova. It's an obligation you must bring. We'll hold Davar Shabachova. Ain't no but element of chulin. Anything you have to bring can only come from chulin, like we saw on Zion Amud Beis. Amar Ula. Bitofel. It's talking about Bitofel. What does that mean? Bitofel Rashi says, Mechaber Meiser im hachulin. Umevi. Which means that you have a mixture. Is that straight up with money, which is Meiser, but rather Meiser that also you use part of it from Meiser and part of it from Chulin. Rashi then goes on to say, Upliga Marai, Ketsa Toflin, how exactly it's done. Now, let's take a look. Chizke Amar, he says, Toflin Behema le Behema, Vein Toflin Maos le Maos, which means as follows. Rashi explains, let's say a person has many different people that are eating under him, meaning, Im Yesh Lo Ochen Harbe, Vein Lehem Sipuk be Behema Achas, it's not enough that people are going to be able to, one animal is not enough for them. Yavi Achas Chagiga Menachulin, one of the animals you buy from, for the Chagiga with money from Chulin, Vashar, and the other animals you buy, second animal, third animal, have a big family with you, Ashar min ha-meiser, you're allowed to use the meiser. V'afopi shekula nabos biyom rishon shem chagiga aleim kfar yotzei dechov v'rishon min ha-chulin. Even though they all have a name chagiga on them, you're already yotzei with that very first one that you brought. V'ein tofen maos lamaos, but you're not allowed to buy one animal using a split of funds. Rashi says, look, those behema gedola. Rabbi Yochanan says the opposite. As let's take a look in the Gemara itself. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Toflin Mos Lamos. You're allowed to do Mos Lamos. Vein Toflin Behema Lebehema. You're not allowed to do one behema for, like, have one behema fully from Chulin, another behema which is fully from Kachem. That's from, like, from Meiser Sheni. That's not allowed to do. So they each one have a machlokas. They flip on each other. Tanikov is the Chizkiy of Bryce, which goes and supports Chizkiy. Tanikov is Rabbi Yochanan, one that goes going to Rabbi Yochanan. Tanikov is the Chizkiy to Rabbi Yochanan. Let's start with the second one. Misas. The pasuk says Misas. Rashi explains b'Shavuos. It's talking about the holiday of Shavuos. V'asiza Chag Shavuos la'Hashem Elokecha. Misas nidvas yadcha. You should do the Chag of Shavuos Hashem, your God. Misas nidvas yadecha, for the offering of your hand, the nedava. Rashi says, ulekaman mefarish, misas lashon chulin. It's lashon of chulin. It's got to come from stuff which is chulin. Melamech, other maybe chovasim in the chulin, it's got to come from chulin. Minayin shem rotzal arv ma'arev. How do you know if you want to mix money, mix and match from chulin and from Meiser Sheni that you're allowed to do it? Tamad lomer, kasher yivarechecha Hashem Elokecha. Rashi explains, Asherivrecha, Mikola Sherivrecha, from everything that Hashem blesses you with, which would include Meiser Sheni. Tanaka visited the Chizkiy of one like Chizkiy, who said you're allowed to do an animal for animal and not money for money. Misas. We have the word Misas, yes, and the Chanami. What does that teach you? Malamich, Adam, maybe Chovasim and Chulin. It's got to bring it from Chulin. So they both agree about the word the Misas is coming to teach. It's just a question, is, or the extension of Rabbi Yochanan says, when the pasuk goes on, says, Kasher Recha Hashem Elokecha, adds in the rest of it. So over here, Chizkiy says, doesn't add that in. Now we have another machlokas within this idea. Beishamay Yomim, Yom Rishon Minachulin, Mikan Ve'ilech Minamaiser. Beishamay says that on the first day, that which was referencing what we bring as Shalmei Chagiga, that's going to come from something which is chulin. Rashi spells out to l'shem chagiga yehu mina chulin v'leslu b'sham etfelu b'davar shabachova. He says you can't add anything in when it comes to the idea of a davar shabachova. It's got to be straight up from chulin. Mikan v'yelech mina ma'aser. From then and on, it can be mina ma'aser. What's that talking about? Rashi says she'ein ola simcha, like the shami simcha, dilib chagiga ksiv chagosam oso yom echad v'sulo af min ha'maiser. Those things of the Shami Simcha, once you're outside of the Shami Chagiga, that already can be brought from Meiser Sheni money. Ubeisel elo mir mechilu bishonim min acholin. When it comes to shamechagiga, that's got to come from chulin. Rashi says, hashtas hakadaitach behim la'atzma vivienu al shulchan rishon. We are assuming right now this is talking about when it says achilu bishona, meaning that first animal that comes to shamechagiga, that's got to be straight up. Only with stuff which is chulin, and we can't have meiser sheni at all. Nothing else going on. Mikan ve'elech min ha'meiser. And from then on, meaning you have any other type of chagiga that's coming, then even if it's going to be in the first day, it's allowed to come from meiser sheni. Sounds a lot like chizkia. Ushar kol yomos ha'pesach, and the rest of the days of Pesach, Adam yotzei de chovaso b'maiser behema. A person can be yotzei chov with maiser behema. Even Rashi says she'inu elu l'simcha. Adam yotzei b'maiser behema im yeshlo. The kol shekin shekona shlamim b'mos maiser sheni. Of course, you can go and you can buy it with the money of maiser sheni. Frak the Gemara. That sounds like you can only use maiser behema on the rest of the days. What about on the first day? Right? When Beis Hillel is of the opinion, it says that the first animal has got to come from chulin, but the second animal can come from maiser behema, from maiser sheni. Why can't it come from maiser behema? B'yom tov my time below. Why does it sound like you're only saying that the rest of the days? Amar Rav Ashi dilma asi la'asure b'yom tov ve'i efshar la'aser b'yom tov mishum skarta or sikrasa. We're worried that maybe you're going to come along and take off the 10th animal. Mais Behem is the 10th animal. We're worried you're going to do it on Yontif itself. And that you're going to, because you're going to say, oh, let me use this for that. And the answer is, and you're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to take off Maiser on the Heilige Yontif. Why not? Because the way that they did this, Rashi points out, the Gemara Bechoros, they would paint it with a red dye in order to know which one was the 10th one. And that you're not allowed to do on Yontif. So there, my friends, that would be an Isser. You're not allowed to do that, and therefore we don't allow you to do it from Meiser Behema. Frek the Gemara, both of them agree that the word Misas means something which is coming from Chulin. My master, the high Misas, listen to Chulin who? Where do we find that that's the case? The Chsiv, it says in the Pasuk by Esther, V'yosem ha-melech ha-chashverosh mas al ha-aretz. Achashverosh set up some sort of tax, and the tax is stuff which comes from something which is not kochim, it's not kodesh, something which is chulin. That's why we know the lashon of misas from the lashon of mas means chulin. Zok the next part, we said that Yisrael yotzei nechavosam in nedarim nedavas. Yisrael are able to be can fulfill their chov with nedarim and nedavas, which means any neder nedava that they had over the year, as we mentioned yesterday as well, any neder nedava they had over the year that they had to go and use, they now can go and bring up to Yerushalayim and use that as to be yotzei their chov. Rashi says, Gemara says, Tana Rabbanan, v'samachta v'chagecha l'rabos kol minei smachos asimcha. This is coming to include any way that you can affect that idea of simcha. Bikanam chacham, they said, Yisrael yotzin dechavasan, b'nedarim nedavas, a maizer behema. You can go on, you can be yotzir chov of having simcha on the chag. Even, you don't have to have like a specific, particular type of, you're buying for v'samachta v'chagecha. You could use it also inclusive from the nedarim nedavas or maizer behema. V'akohanim, b'chatas, v'ashem, v'bachor. Now also, we explained this already yesterday, but when it says Yisrael Yidei Chavasan, really Kohanim also, but just I did the tiny Kohanim in the second one, so we said Yisrael in the first one. For Kohanim have extra things, Bechatas, they eat from the Kemechatas, so the Jew brings, Ba'asham, Uba Bechor, which only Kohanim have, Chaz of Ashot, the mountainous Kohanim they have, they can also Yachal Af, you can also use, be fulfilled their obligation with all those things. Yachal Af, Ovas of Menachos, you would have thought also they can be fulfilled their obligation of Samachta Bechagecha with Ovas of Menachos, Tamad Lomar, Visamachta Bechagecha, meaning to say it's got to be with a Chagiga-like thing. Beep, turn the page. Chesam Abayis. Misha Chagiga Ba'amehem Yatsu Elu Shein Chagiga Ba'amehem. It's got to be something that the Chagiga comes from it, excluding these things, that the Chagiga does not come from it. Can't come from from Ophos, and it can't come from Menachos. So Rashi says the Chagiga Chelev Ksivba. It says Chelev Chelev Sivba Lo Yalin Chelev Chagiga. You can't leave it over, and these don't have Chelev. So therefore, it's got to be talking about this type of animal. Rav Ashi gives a different answer why. V'samachta nafka, he says, you learn it from the word v'samachta. Yatsu elu she'in mehem simcha. These things don't really bring you simcha. You don't have simcha like you do when you have meat. When you eat something like chicken, or you have something which is like the carbon mincha stuff, which is like crackers. So therefore, you can't be yotze with it. For Ashi Hai b'chagecha my avid leis. So what does he do with the word b'chagecha? Ahu l'chadrav Daniel bar Katina. He uses that for the following idea. Damar Rabbi Daniel bar Katina marav. Minayin shein nosin noshim b'moed. How do you know you can't get married to somebody on moed? Shenemar b'samach lo v'chagecha. You get married, you must be rejoiced in your chag v'lo b'yishtecha, and not with your wife. Throwback to moed cutting, my friends, dav ches. About the idea of Eim Arvim Simcha V'Simcha. So therefore, you can't get married on Chol HaMoed. Zok the next Heilige Mishnah. Mi sheish lo ochlim merubim v'nichnasim mu'atim. Let's say a person has a lot of family members there. Then, however, he only has nichnasim mu'atim. He has very little property. He's not rich. Maybe shlamim merubim v'olos mu'atos. So he should bring a lot of shlamim. And a few olos. Rashi explains, "Bnei bayis rabim, yishlamim rabim, shalmechagiga rabim." Oh, let's try it again. Maybe shlamim rabim, shalmechagiga rabim, lefia ochlim, veolos ria muatos. I bring a few of the olos ria, veolos muatos. Nechasim rubim. What about the opposite? I say a person has a lot of property, veolchim muatim, but only has a few people to eat. Maybe olos merubos, he's bring a lot of olos, v'shlamim u'atan, and only a few shlamim. D'chsev, Rashi says, ish kematnas yado. Be able to give more, you give more. But you don't give more of the of shlamim, because that has to be eaten, and it's going to be left over for nothing. It's not okay. Zev ezemuat, let's say you have little property and little people in the house. Al zenemar, on that it says, the minimum, ma'a kesef, shtei kesef. Either has to be one ma'a kesef or shtei kesef, and then the machlok is b'sham b'sil of which one gets which. Right, that was, that we has, whether it goes to the chagiga or to the olos ria, that's b'sham b'sil machlokas. Zeb zem Reuben, let's say a person has a lot of property and a lot of people in the house, al zen emar, on this the pasuk says, ish kemat nas yodo, kevir kas Hashem alakecha, sher nasan lach. Ish kemat nas yodo, we give the olos, and kevir kas Hashem sher nasan lach, you give the, Chagigas. The Shalme Chagiga. Zuk the Heilige Gemara. Shlama Merubim, we said a person has a lot of people that have to be eaten, but they don't have a lot of property. So what do? A lot of people, a lot of little property, bring a lot of shlama. Mehechi Maisi, where does it come from? Halesle, the guy doesn't have anything. Yeah, he can't afford it. So what are you supposed to do? Amrav Chista, Tofel, Umevi, Par, Gadol. What you do is you mix what together. You have the regular money, Chulin, and you add to that tofel, like we saw before, you add to it Maiser Sheni money, because that you have, because you brought up the money to bring your Maiser Sheni stuff, your produce. Your tofel maybe part to get a very big part, to be able to support everyone. Amar Le Rav Sheshes says to him, Hari Amru Tofel Behema Le Behema. We said that you do Behema to Behema. Okay, which sounds like that, what do we say that meant? Whoops. What do we say that meant Behema to Behema? We said that meant that the first one is Chulin, and after that, use from Meiser Sheni. Now, my Karmale, what exactly was he saying to him? Ilei Mahachi Karmale, he was saying, Hare Amru Toflin Behema to Behema, Avalomos, Lamos. You're not allowed to go ahead and add most to most. In other words, add the different money of Chulin and Kachim money together. Says the Gemara, Velemale. If that was really what he wanted to say, let him say that outright. Rashi says, don't let it be that there's some sort of diuk to learn out from his words. Right? He says, that, again, just to rephrase what we said, re-say it. Amr Rav Chista, Tofel Umevi Par Gadol. Rav Chista says, Hare Amru, Toflin Behema Le Behema. Right? Which sounds like, all right, that's what you say. But it doesn't sound like he's saying that that's what you have to do and that you're not allowed to do most lamos, because if that was the case, you should have said it straight out. So, Ain Toflin most lamos. Just say it straight out. The fact that he didn't say it, mostly, it's not what it means. Elahachi Amrle, this is what he was saying. Hari Amru af Toflin Behema Behema. What you could also do is Behema Le Behema. Like, don't think that the only thing you have to do is most lamos. You could also do Behema Le Behema. Most lamos means you take money Chulin and money of Maaser Sheni out of together. Behema Le Behema means that you use most of Chulin to buy the one which is one of them. And then afterward, you buy more with most of Maaser Sheni. Now, come on. Who's he going like? Because this, now the Gemara says that Deloke Chizkia Deloke Rabbi Yochanan. He's not going like either of them, because we know that Chizkia says you can only do one and not the other, and Rabbi Yochanan says you can only do the other and not one. either it's mos or behemah, but not both. It sounds like he's going both. And if you want to say, really, it's only Chizkiya and Rav Yochanan who are having a machlokas, these amaroyim, but masnisa lo pligi, that the brisos actually aren't arguing on one another, right? Because we brought earlier, Rashi says, the Aysin le'el, Tanya kavasei demaru demaru, we brought a brisa like each one of them, and really they're not arguing. Now, Rashi spells this out. But mos, lo pligi mos, eleba behemah, the Hachta Katani in Ratzel Arif, who the Ka'amar Mo's Dafka. That price is saying it has to be Dafka money. But the other one, the other price is Avil Idach Masisa Sphirle, Bain Mo's, Bain Behema. Rav Sheshes Kabraisa Bashaisa. Maybe we say he's going like that second price of Sphirle. That's who he's holding like. In which case, maybe that's who he's going like. And Alechiska or Rav Yochanan, that's where the Machlokes prices don't. Says no, v'ha katani, it can't be, because we know the second price that says achila rishona min hachulin, which Rashi said earlier when he said achila rishona, it means the first chagiga. It says it's got to become from chulin. If it's got to say it's got to come from chulin, that means to say you're not allowed to do mos b'mos. You're only allowed to do behema behema. So clearly, you can't tell me that there's another opinion out there. Maya, so the Gemara lav dafka. Maya achila rishona. What does it mean when it says losh on the Gemara? It says achila rishona. It means shi'or demei achila rishona mei lechulin. That the shi'or of achila, that has to come from chulin. There has to be enough chulin money in there that covers either the one ma'a or the two ma'a, depending on the beisham and beisila. But you can actually have a mixture of chulin money and in there, Meiser Sheni money in order to buy this animal, as long as there's enough chulin money to be able to give you the shear. And therefore, maybe Taka, we see that there is an opinion out there besides Chizkiya and besides Rav Yochanan, that the Brises actually do agree that there can be both of them. And that, my friends, is where Rav Sheshes is coming from. You could do one or the other. Now, the Gemara wants to deal with, let's say you have a bunch of chagigas you have to be bringing. Can you bring them over more than one day? We know they have to bring the chagiga. The korban chagiga is meant to be brought in the first day of the yontif, and then you can make up the next day for the first day if for some reason something goes wrong. But it's meant to be done the first day. Can you? Now the Gemara is going to say, so what if you're bringing a bunch of chagigas? Can you do it over a few different days of chachila? Amar Ulam Reish Lakish, Hifrish Eser Behemos L'chagigas. So the person separates 10 chagigas for his chagiga, for Shalmei chagiga. Hikrav Chamish B'yom Tov Risham. And he ends up doing five of them one day. Chose umakrev chamesh b'yom tov sheni. You can go back and do it on the second day as well. This is Amar Ula Amar Reish Lakish. Rashi explains, v'lo aminin over hu b'bal tosif, not over b'bal tosif, v'rachmana amar v'chagosim oso chad yoma v'su lo, and not furthermore, he can't do more than that. The hanach nami the chad yoma hu. This really is all considered like one day. V'sheni tashlum de rishon. The second day is just a tashlum is fixing up for the rishon, for the first day. Now, Rav Yochanan Amar, Rav Yochanan says, kevan shapasak shuvenu makriv. Nope, once you stop, you're done. You're not allowed to go ahead and continue giving. Sounds like he's saying if you have 10, you do 5, and the next day, you only left over, you left the 5, you can't bring it anymore. Amar v'abba, v'lo pligi. He says they're actually not arguing. Kan b'stam, kan b'mefarish. Rav Yochanan is talking about a case where a person goes ahead and they say stam. They go ahead, they have these animals, and they were mufarish stam, as Rashi says, im hifrishan stam, inu chodz marakruvim kim mefarish ba'azil, we're going to explain right now. Kan b'mefarish. The other one's talking about b'mefarish. Rashi says, the amr behedya, the liom rishon and miyamafrish, as kulan. Then chodz marakruvim and she'inu ela tashulim rishon. You can bring in the second day because it's only tashulim. Hi, stam. Now the Gemara wants to understand. What does this mean exactly? When you said this and you have stam, hechidami, what's the case? That there's no more time left in the day in order to bring the karbanos. In other words, you have 10 of them designated and you did 5, and there's no more time to do 5 more. Hi, delak ravinu, delak shabbos bayom. The reason they didn't bring it is because they didn't have any time. Therefore, for sure, you should be able to do it the next day. Vela delas le'ochle. It must be you don't have people to actually eat it. And that's the reason why. But, And that's why you don't go ahead and bring the rest of them. Hi, the lower kavinu, the less they ochlin. The reason you brought is because you didn't have ochlin, right? So therefore, it should be allowed to be brought. Lo tzricha says the Gemara. No, what's the case? The ika shehus bayom. You actually do have time. V'isle ochlin, and you have people to eat it. Midebekama lo akravinu shmamina shiri shirinu. And then such an instance that he doesn't go ahead. He doesn't bring it that day, then therefore we know that he left him over dafka to be used on the second day. Now, that would be a problem because the Torah says you should bring it on one day, and you could have brought it on that first day. And the fact that you didn't meant you had Dafka in mind to be bringing it on 2 days, that's against the Teda, that's in a Ser Bal Tosif, and that's where you wouldn't be allowed to bring it anymore. The Hachinam and Stabber also makes sense to explain it as we just explained it, that when Rav Yochanan says that you can't bring it on the second day, he was talking about when you did it Stam and you could have brought it. The Hachinam and Stabber, he calls the Ravin on Rav Yochanan, when Ravin came near Rav Yochanan, Rav Yochanan himself says, "Hifresh Eser Behemus Al Chagigaso, Hikur Chamesh Biyom Tarishon." You can do five on the first day. Chuzimak of Chamesh Biyom Tarishon. You can then do the next five on the next day, huh? But you yourself, Rav Yochanan, said that it's a problem. Kasha Adodi, because we one that says Rav Yochanan says you're not allowed to bring it to the next day. Elav Shmamina Kan Bistam. It must be Rav Yochanan is of the opinion Kan Bistam. Rav Yochanan said that it's going to be usher. That's like when you did it Stam, and you can't in that. You can't go and bring it on the second day. And Kan b'mafarish, and the ones that you can, is when you set aside, you said, this is for the first day, then you're allowed to go and you're allowed to bring it for the next day. Shma mina. Itmar Nami has also stated that if you could have brought it and you didn't bring it, that it's going to be a problem. Amar Rav Shem and Bar Abba, Amar Rav Yochanan, again, the name Rav Yochanan, beep, turn the page. Testament Aleph. Lo shanu. They didn't teach that you're not allowed to go ahead and bring the next day, except when Ella Shalom Gomer, when the day was, well, we're going to see this, I'm spelling it out already, but Ella Shalom Gomer, that it wasn't finished, meaning the day, as we're going to see. Ava Gomer, but if the day had finished, then Chozer Makif, you can go and you can continue bringing on the next day. And now we bring it down. My Gomer, what does that mean? Finished? Elaim Gomer Karbonos, you mean that he finished the Karbonos on my Makif? What exactly is bringing the next day? Ella Shalom Gomer Hayom, it means the day didn't yet finish. Have a gomer yom, but the day did finish before he's able to bring out the karbanos. Chozer makrif, you can go and you can bring the rest of the karbanos, and therefore this makes perfect sense the way Yochanan explained it. My friends, we are going to stop over here and wish all y'all a great, great day.